We're really goofy with each other.
Like, there's a lot of inside jokes that we have that, and, like, stuff that we'll just, like, say it randomly out of, like, nowhere, and then we just start laughing about it.
At times, we are really friends, but at times, I really have to remind her, I'm your mom.
Don't forget that.
That's Jaychelle Schenck and her mom, Michelle. They came into the Providence Journal for an interview recently where they laughed, joked, and finished each other's sentences. Jaychelle, who's 15, sometimes corrected her mom or gently nudged her face closer to the microphone. As a mother-daughter team, they can be goofy and sweet, but they have a powerful backstory, and it starts with Michelle's difficult childhood.
Well, I was born in Hartford Projects. Born to my mom, a single mom. She struggled. I have another sister who is 44, Stacy. I have a sister, Brandy, who is 37 now. And when she was
2 years old,
my mom began struggling with certain issues, and I took Brandy with me. I was 18. I moved out on my own. We had a one-bedroom apartment. We struggled, but we made it. I had to work then. I had no other choice. I raised my younger sister like she was my daughter.
But Michelle always wanted a child of her own, and when she finally had Jaychelle, she was determined to give her daughter a life that was different from the one she had growing up.
It was always a dream for me to have a child. I had her very late. I was 41 years old. I did 3 IVFs trying to. I had a real hard time. And out of nowhere, God blessed me with her. I was 20 weeks pregnant. I did not even know. And so I had a short pregnancy. And since day one, I strived at just giving her the best. She just loved learning. She really loved it. Everything I did with her was like, she used to get excited. We go to the dollar store and I'd say, oh, we're going to go get some homework books. And that was a joy. That was a treat. And I say, you can get 5. And I honestly don't know where all her
drive motivation
comes from, but I know where I started with her, and I just wanted to give her everything that I didn't have, and it's working.
For Jaychelle, it might have been a combination of love and support from her mother, the example set by her aunt Brandy, who she calls her sister, or her mom's determination to get her into the best schools, but she has grown into an impressive 15-year-old.
I'm a sophomore at the Met High School. I'm on the board of Young Voices. I'm the co-chair of the development committee. I own 2 businesses, one called Crime Cosmetics, where we're a vegan and handmade and cruelty-free cosmetics line. So we have lip gloss, we're working on lipstick, foundation, all of those things. And I also own another business called Miscreant Management. And I manage 7 Rhode Island local artists, and they're all youth. So I manage them and I book them shows, manage their social medias, all of those things.
But all the hard work her mom put into raising her is not lost on Jaychelle.
I could tell that she sacrificed a lot to get me to be where I am. Lots of time that she would rather spend at home, lots of time that she would rather give to herself. But she was completely selfless with raising me. And she put all of her time and energy into making sure that I was the person that she wanted to see be her child. She had like a vision, I guess, of what she wanted to see me do. And she tells me how proud she is of me every day, that I'm surpassing like what she thought would happen. Please do not cry.
But Michelle did cry, as did the rest of us in the podcast studio, because she's forged a life for her daughter that is beyond her wildest dreams.
I wanted her to have everything I didn't have. A mom and dad, support, not have to worry about, you know, where the next meal coming from. Like, I made her room was like a day, it was like a classroom. Letters low, like eye level. Everything was at her level. Books, everything was, it was like a mini classroom.
And now, the two are inseparable, even as Jaychelle looks toward the next chapter of her life, College.
I hope to go to either Berkeley or Full Sail University or even NYU. They have really good business administration programs, especially with like focus in music management and artist development. So I want to start my own record label eventually after I graduate college.
She just does like she kind of does like something great like every day. So sometimes it comes natural for her, and sometimes I'm getting so used to it, and I gotta remind myself I still have to say, you know, I don't know. It's just amazing. It's a great feeling, and I just want to continue to support her in any way I can. You know, she says I'm going to college with her.
We're gonna get an apartment near whatever college I go to, and she's gonna be there, so I don't have to eat ramen noodles.
And guess what? I would go.